I thought about this one night stand thing and I realized that was my second one night stand in Lisbon. My first one night stand was, what was it? The fall of 2015. So, not quite 2 years earlier. I was in San Juan for the first time. And at this point, it was still considered an international trip because I had to use my passport. It wasn't part of the US just yet. So it felt like world travel by myself, solo international travel. A few months after I had filed for divorce, and maybe 2 months, not even 2 months before it was finalized, solo trip. Somewhere I wanted to go for a very long time. Spanish-speaking country. I was really happy to be there. I remember I stayed at this hostel on the old square. And I did some tour. And on the tour, we were walking through some state park or national forest or something, and I met this guy. And you know, we were kind of flirty with each other, got each other's number. And later on that night, he asked me if I wanted to come over. And he was staying maybe a 3-minute walk from me. I felt safe enough to go, although it was evening. I was horny. So I did, I went over and he told his roommate to come back in 2 hours or something like that. And he gave him the space for us to do our thing. He had a condom. We had sex. I wasn't even enjoying it, really. I don't even remember if I orgasmed, probably. But I wasn't even attracted to this person. I just met them. So I go back to my hostel, spend the night at my place. In it was like maybe four bunks or two bunks, so four beds or something, four or six beds in this room. And I don't know, after a few days or the next day, he was going home and I was going home in a few days, and he was going back to California. I was going back to Pennsylvania, to Pittsburgh. Whoop, whoop. And he texted me and wanted to kind of maintain relations or contact or whatever. I was completely not interested. I was like, you live in California, I live in Pennsylvania, I don't like you, let's forget about this, leave me alone, block, or something like that. That's about the order of the things. And so That was my first one-night stand. Maybe one-night stands are really when you don't talk to the person again afterwards. Or maybe it's different varying degrees of one-night stands. And some of them turn into marriage. Some of them turn into... I was raped. And some of them turn into everything in between. We are in love. We just met each other. I want to get to know you more. Let's do this again sometime. Depending on how close people live next to each other, or if they have the ability to fly and meet each other. And it's important not to let our sexual desires run away from us, get carried away within us, carry us away. Because one, I believe it's not socially responsible to just have sex with people just because you're horny or because you're drunk or because you're high. Or whatever. And two, when we act socially irresponsible, it leads to babies. It leads to confusion. It leads to feeling depressed, feeling anxious, feeling shame, feeling guilt, feeling attachment, feeling non-attachment, feeling scared, feeling fear. To feeling infatuation, to feeling love in some cases, to feeling hate in some cases. But we are responsible for the decisions we make, the decisions to follow our sexual desires all the way to the point of sexual intercourse. We are responsible for that. We are responsible for getting to know ourselves better. We are responsible for getting to know other people better before we get to know them at that level of sexual intimacy. We are responsible for the things we consume. Alcohol. Other substances violent words, violent movies, violent music. Violent people. We are responsible with our being in all of these ways and everything we do. Especially who we have sex with and who we allow ourselves to be around. And sometimes people sneak up on us. It's scary. And I'm sorry that's happened to people. They don't get to control who they have sex with to any degree because someone took over. I'm sorry if that's happened to anyone, to you. And I hope that those people who have committed those actions, I hope that they can figure out who they are as well. Why they have so much anger and violence within them. Get in touch with the love that's inside of them wanting to come out. Sorry for whatever you went through that you're not in touch with that. I'm really sorry. I hope you can find it. I learned a lot about myself after that experience in San Juan. And I've learned even more since then. Sometimes it feels like I still know nothing. I am still learning. Figuring out how I want to live. And that's all I could hope for the rest of us. The rest of you all, the rest of humanity. Thank you.